This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. India has welcomed the reports of a ceasefire between Iran and Israel and the role played by the US and Qatar. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs has reiterated that there is no alternative to dialogue and diplomacy to address and resolve the multiple conflicts in the region. The ministry said India stands ready to play its part in these efforts in hopes that all concerned parties will work towards sustained peace and stability. US President Donald Trump has lashed out at Israel and Iran, accusing both sides of violating the ceasefire. Mr. Trump said he had told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to call back Israeli planes that were headed towards Iran. US President warned Israel not to drop bombs on Iran. Meanwhile, the Israeli Prime Minister's office said in a statement that it has halted further strikes on Iran following a call between Mr. Netanyahu and President Trump. On the other hand, Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian has said that his country will respect the truce as long as Israel does. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has affirmed that India has made it evident that no shelter is safe for terrorists who spill the blood of Indians, referring to Operation Sindoor. He added that the world has recently witnessed the strength of India as the operation clearly demonstrated New Delhi's firm and uncompromising policy against terrorism on the global stage. Mr. Modi stated this during the centenary celebration of the historic conversation between the two of India's greatest spiritual and moral leaders, Sri Narayana Guru and Mahatma Gandhi, held in New Delhi yesterday. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has criticized the Congress for imposing emergency in 1975, saying that the reason was not to protect the country's security, but to save the then Prime Minister Indira Gandhi's power. Mr. Shah said this while addressing a commemoration event, Apatkal K. 50 Saal in New Delhi yesterday. He urged everyone to remember that lakhs of people sacrificed their lives, careers and families to fight for the democracy of this country. Mr. Shah noted that the country won this fight because the people will never tolerate dictatorship.
Lakhon log jail mein rehkar apne parivar ka sab kuch nasht karkar kai logon ke jeevan ke career samapt ho gaye aur wo ladai ne Bharat ke andar loktantra ko jeevit rakha. और आज हम दुनिया का सबसे बड़ा लोकतंत्र बनकर आज विश्व के सामने सम्मान के साथ खड़े हैं.
The minister also said people of this country were put behind the bars only for having the thought of being free. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has written a book on it and it will be launched today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will lead a high-level Indian delegation to the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Defence Ministers meeting, which begins today in Qingdao, China. During the two-day meeting, defense ministers of SCO member states are expected to discuss key issues, including regional and international security, counter-terrorism efforts, and enhanced cooperation among their defense ministries. On the sidelines of the meeting, the defense minister will also hold bilateral discussions with his counterparts from several participating countries, including China and Russia. The 16th meeting of the India-Nepal Bilateral Consultative Group on the Security Issues, INBCGSI, concluded in Pune. The security cooperation between the two neighbours was discussed in the meeting. The Indian delegation was led by Mr. Munu Mahavar, Additional Secretary, North, at India's Ministry of External Affairs, and the Nepali delegation was led by Mr. Gahendra Raj Bhandari, Joint Secretary, South Asia, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Nepal. Two-time Olympic medalist Neeraj Chopra has clinched the men's javelin throw title at the Ostrava Golden Spike 2025 Athletics in Czechia. Reigning the world champion, Neeraj won the title with a best effort of 85.29 metres in his third attempt. Dow Smith of South Africa with 84.12 metres and Anderson Peters of Grenada with 83.63 metres finished second and third respectively. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast favourable conditions of further advancement of monsoon into Punjab, Haryana and Rajasthan in the coming days. Talking to Akashvani News yesterday, senior IMD scientist R.K. Jainamani said that monsoon will reach Delhi and other areas in the subsequent next 36 hours. The Met Department has also forecast extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Gujarat, Konkan, Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh for the next 24 hours. And that is the end of this news bulletin.